This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are the Thrykreen. Thrykreen? Thrykreen.
Creen.
Creen.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Keen was the teen heartthrob Thrykreen sensation.
Man.
Or the magazine talked about Thrykreen teen heartthrobs and Thrykreen Beat magazine.
Yeah, and not to be confused with Commander Creen.
Oh, sure. That guy.
Man, usually guy. I feel like I nail the pronunciations on these things. I take a little bit of pride in that. But no, I fucked that one up, didn't I?
I've been saying Thrykreen since you were a baby.
I'm sure you have.
So I have no problem with this one.
Yeah, I just misread it.
Yeah.
Gary, okay. Climb off my dick. Let me have this one thing.
Let you have that you misread it?
Yeah, but let me own this.
Got it, buddy.
So the Thrykreen, classic bug people.
Yeah. This is if you want mantis men, this is what you got.
Yeah.
There's some problematic elements to the mantis men. They are inexorably tied. So they're dark sun creatures.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all psionic. And there's a lot of like dumb weapons they have. I feel like that just have, you know, it's a spear, but it has a weird name.
Right.
You know, and then they have their tchotchka, which is a crystalline throwing wedge. Like, I don't understand what that means. Like, is just a wedge? Like,
it's
I feel
like a doorstopper.
Yeah. Like what makes a regular wedge separate from a throwing wedge, Cole?
Velocity?
Yeah, velocity, airspeed.
Yeah.
Like, height from the ground.
Well, whether or not it will hit the wall and go, like, vibrating in it. Yeah.
Things.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they get this. The man, all of their moves, like they've got it's a little bit like a fighting move roster. They got their venom, they've got dodge missiles, they've got psionics,
or like a class kit.
Yeah,
in D&D, like once you get to a certain level, you can dodge missiles. No,
yeah, it's like if you played a simplified version of D&D where all your moves were cards or something.
Yeah, like who would do that? Take that, Pathfinder excursions.
No. if it sounded like I had contempt, I assure you I do not.
No, I know. It's fine.
Actually, what I just described sounds kind of fun.
It's excellent.
Mm.
Like you can definitely play it.
Wow. Somebody should invent this. I'd like to buy that.
It exists.
Yeah. Hey Gary, you were about to say, hey Cole.
Oh yeah. I got distracted. I really like the idea of a character who doesn't realize that anything's invented, and everything time something like occurs to them that would be good, they like want someone to invent it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just have this, like, you know, person who just comes out and is just like, you know, man, like I hate just washing my asshole after shitting. Like somebody should invent some kind of like a cloth, but I don't need to keep it because that's gross. And I can use it just to clean up, and then it just goes away. Like, why don't they work? Like, where are those eggheads doing? Why aren't they working on that?
We can put a man on the moon.
Yeah.
Also, wait a minute. You know, somebody should put a man on the moon.
Yeah. Why don't they get on that? Like, you could just get a man. You get some kind of vessel, like a ship, but for the air. And then it goes up, like, maybe through, you know, fire. And it gets up there. And then we have a guy up there, and we take a picture, and he does a golf ball.
Right.
And he's an egg. And then that's the end of it. Why don't they get on that?
There's a certain kind of just like passive voice I'm talking to hear myself talk. And I think my family does this an awful lot, actually. Not that I never talk about my family, but just oftentimes I can't tell you how many times during a conversation, somebody in my family will look to me and say, oh, you should look that up. It's like,
yeah.
Hey, if you want to know it, like, you've got the internet on your pocket, dude.
Man, like this is digression town USA, but people do that shit to me on Twitter and it drives me nuts. Like, are you out of your mind? Like, I am just sitting at a computer too. Like, just because I mentioned something doesn't mean that I need to Google it for you. I try not to be mean to, you know, nice internet strangers, but like that is something that will drive me pretty crazy.
Yeah. But on the other side of that is the let's say bastion of passive aggression, which is, let me Google that for you, which is the complete side of just being intolerable from this,
which is too much as well. Yeah. I was Googling like whether a game I was playing you could play it online co-op, and you couldn't, and then just the, you know, of course the first like six results of the person the question were links to other people asking the question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I need to punish this person who asked this for not searching it
right
first. And that's too far the other way.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, let me get, you know, asking people to Google things for you is bad, but then like being like, listen, fucko, you know, and I try to do the polite, like, listen, fucko,
right.
Like the, just like, hey, I'm on my phone. I don't have time to look this up for you. You know, like, I try to be nice about it.
Yeah.
And maybe that teaches them a little bit not to do that, but
yeah, I don't know. I think that what we've learned is that nobody should want to know anything.
Yeah. Cause they haven't made it yet.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.